Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
I'll say it again, in the land of the free. Use your freedom and joy.
General election season, of course, between Republican Mitt Romney and Democrat President Obama. Now, look, somebody has to win. We know that. But both of these candidates, in some ways, decidedly weak, and they face very specific problems, each of them. Let's hear first from Mitt Romney, Republican former governor of Massachusetts.
Can you win?
Can I win?
Yeah, I can. I can. We'll get that done. Thanks, Joe.
All right, Mitt Romney there. Now listen to President Obama.
It's going to be a close election because the fact is that the economy is not where it wants to be. And even though I believe that all the choices we've made have been the right ones, we're still going through difficult circumstances.
All right. Now, we chose those two clips for a reason. Mitt Romney's clip there, and this is subjective, may be a little bit awkward with that child who happened to be his grandson asking him, can you win? No candidate in modern history, modern polling, with Mitt Romney's low personal favorability ratings has ever won the presidency. Now, you heard President Obama talking about the economy, which is weak. No incumbent president has ever won re-election with unemployment rates as high as they're likely to be in November. And that's just the start. Well, again, somebody has to win, and we have to ask, how is this all going to play out according to the numbers? Joining us is Carol Doherty, Associate Director for Pew Research Center. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
With me here in the studio, our friend and historian Kenneth C. Davis, author of Don't Know Much About History. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Todd.
Great to have you here. So somebody has to defy the odds here. Nobody's ever won with unfavorability ratings as bad as Mitt Romney's. No president's ever been reelected with unemployment numbers as bad as the ones that President Obama is likely to face. Carol Doherty, like I said, somebody has to defy the odds here. First, Mitt Romney. What do we know? How much do potential voters not like him?
29%, that's the operative number. That's his favorable rating in our most recent survey, and 51% unfavorable. It's almost 2-1, really. And when you look at John McCain at a comparable point 4 years ago, his favorable rating was 55%. So I think that gives you some sense of it.
Okay. And now on President Obama, in terms of the numbers, I read that no incumbent president since FDR had been reelected with an unemployment rate above 7.3%. President Obama's not going to be anywhere near that in November 2012.
It doesn't look like it. I mean, Reagan, in his 1984 reelection year, the unemployment rate was very high, but it was coming down at that time dramatically. And we don't know the trajectory this year, but so far it hasn't been coming down dramatically.
All right. Ken C. Davis, you're here in studio with me. Can we deal with each of these historically sort of from the perspective? Let's deal with Mitt Romney first. There have been plenty of uncharismatic presidents. Uncharismatic people have won re-elections. Richard Nixon was never terribly charismatic, but he managed to win. Somebody with an unfavorability rating as high as Mitt Romney's, what historically does he have to do to win?
Well, first of all, with Richard Nixon, you might think of him as unpopular now, but he was quite popular in 1972, and he was running against a very weak Democratic candidate as well. The interesting one, and this is a little bit pre-polling, is the 1948 election, Dewey Truman. The pollsters don't like to be reminded of this.
Of course
because
not. Dewey wins.
This was the most famous headline, Dewey defeats Truman in election history. But Truman was very unpopular in 48, but so was Dewey. Thomas Dewey did not have a great personality, comparable in some ways to Mitt Romney, had the full support of the Republican Party, but just didn't connect with people. And of course, Truman won that that contest. The other thing that Truman was facing back then was the fact that the solid South, the once reliable Democrats in the southern states, were deserting him for a third-party candidate, a segregationist.
Let me turn you to President Obama. The obvious touch point is FDR with, like I said, with an unemployment rate of 7.3%. He was reelected in the Depression era. With President Obama likely to be around 8% in unemployment, which he will have to own politically, what does history tell us about his chances?
Well, I think when you talk about FDR and you talk about the unemployment rate, you have to think about where he was starting from, the beginning of the Great Depression and how awful the country was. and the fact that he provided hope, and that was the difference. It wasn't that people thought, well, this guy has solved all our problems, but he gave Americans hope in a time of incredible fear. Hope, of course, is not a word that the Obama administration wants to throw around too much, because that was what they ran on 4 years ago, hope and change. And we know that that's become a bit of an albatross for Obama.
Well, Carol Doherty, like I said, something has to give. One of the predictions of history has to be wrong here. Either Mitt Romney's going to win with a decidedly unfavorable favorability rating, or President Obama's going to win with a very high unemployment rate. And it says something about the reliability of these political truisms, doesn't it?
Right, exactly. One of them has to give. I mean, what we're seeing right now in the race is that, you know, the race is very close, and it probably will be for the next several months. You see Republicans gradually coming behind Romney, Democrats behind Obama, and it'll be up to the independents once again.
Doesn't this all boil down, Carol? It seems to me, you know, with Mitt Romney's unfavorability ratings being so high, he needs this to be a referendum on the other guy, on Obama, right? And Obama, the economy's not going to be great when he's running for re-election. He needs it to be a choice between him and the guy that nobody likes. That's what everybody's
right.
been saying
and
about
I
this
think
election.
That's why the trajectory of the economy is so important. It's not where the absolute level of unemployment is. It's where it's going, and I think that will be key.
Whether Americans feel like the country is headed on the right track.
Right.
Ken, you agree?
Absolutely. And there are also all the wild cards that we can't predict, the unknown unknowns, as was once famously said. I think we're going to see a big charm offensive, obviously, from Romney. We may see more pictures of Ronald Reagan, and he may be running as Mitt Reagan by the end of this thing. The most famous piece of history I would bring to this, though, is 1862. Abraham Lincoln was incredibly unpopular, but the war changed, and he had a very weak opponent. Abraham Lincoln, of course, won re-election in 1864, that is.
And there was optimism in the country after that. That's Kenneth C. Davis, author of Don't Know Much About History, in the studio here with me. You also heard from Carol Doherty, associate professor of the Pew Research Center from Washington. Gentlemen, thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.